Thunder Bay, the bats were working just fine. The pitching was okay. But the gloves? Oh boy, they were made of iron. The Thunder Bay Border Cats took a 10-5 lead into the eighth inning on Tuesday afternoon, but made 5 errors over the course of their next 2 times in the field, leading to 7 runs and ultimately to a 12-10 loss to the visiting St. Cloud Rocks in front of 2,105 mostly school-age fans at Port Arthur Stadium. It was an ugly finish, to say the least. Border Cats manager J.M. Kelly stuck up for his infielders, not laying the blame for the team's second straight home field loss squarely on their shoulders. It's not the errors. It's the combination of errors and walks and not putting yourself in a position to be successful, Kelly said. It certainly wasn't one single player making the mistakes with the leather. The 6 miscues were made by 6 different players, one at all 4 infield positions and 2 by pitchers. Like I just told these guys, summer ball is weird. I'm trying to win games. I get paid to win games. But these guys are here to get better. These guys are here to get better individually while we still win games, Kelly said. So, it's me and I've got to be able to mesh those together. And I've got to look at myself the next 3 days and figure out how can I get us back on track to be successful. We've got way too much going on right now as far as guys getting down on themselves. Outfielder Logan Johnston said the team needs to focus more on the field, knowing it's just as important as the hitting and pitching in the formula for winning ball games. We've got to play a little better defense because the errors are catching up to us right now. I think we've got to play the full 9 innings. I think we've had, the past few games, had 1 or 2 really bad innings, where we're not focused on defense or maybe pitching. It's causing us to lose games here, said Johnston, who was 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI in the game. The Cats, 6-8, dug an early hole, as the Rocks jumped all over starter Jack Pinot in the first, John Nett greeting him with a double and eventually coming in to score on a Ben Vujovic single, having moved to third on a passed ball. St. Cloud added 3 more in the third, ending Pinot's day, but like they've done all season long, the Border Cats offense picked up the slack, cutting the Rocks' lead to 4-3 in their half of the third, a Johnston single plating Easton Culp and a Tyler Keough sacrifice fly letting Trey Lewis cross the plate. The home side took their first lead of the day in the fourth, adding 2 more, Culp doubling to score 1 and coming home on a Lewis single. Up 6-5 in the seventh, the Border Cats pounced on St. Cloud relievers Garrett McLaughling and Evan Esch, torching them for 4 runs, the key blow a Braden Couriger 2-run double to left. Thunder Bay scored 4 in total and led 10-5. Then along came the 8th. Caden Fiveash walked Kyle Jackson to open the inning, then made an error that brought him home. Another walk ended his day, as he gave way to Ryan Beard, the first non-starter called in from the pen. With the bases loaded, Beard induced a pair of comebackers to the mound, but Jackson Hogg singled home 2 more and an error by shortstop Patrick Engskov delivered the tying run, and the game was knotted 10-10. Barrett, 0-2, remained in the game to start the ninth and left with 1 out and runners on 2nd and 3rd. Jacob Gadjic retired the first batter he faced and got Nett to ground to 3rd, but the ball was booted by Lewis and 2 runs came in to score, giving the Rocks a 12-10 lead. The Cats went down in order in their half of the ninth. Thunder Bay has the next 3 days off and will host Eau Claire on Saturday and Sunday.